Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien, and well, today is, wow, May the 21st, 2017. Seems like a long time. Earlier on in the week, I went over to the public library and I bumped into one of the librarians. She said, "Steve, it's been a while since I've seen you." I said, "Well, yeah, it has been. So when did we meet again?" And I'm all, "Well, I got here in 2008. She says, "In 1 year, you'll be here for 10 years? Is that real?" Well, I guess it is real because I pulled in a little bit after Thanksgiving, you know, in 2008. Yeah, you can split hairs and say, well, I'm going on 9 years right now. And that might be true, too. Actually, it is technically true. But, you know, we talk about Fredericksburg and Texas independence and the world around us and just about everything on this show. No, we don't talk about kitten memes. And I guess I just talked about that, little fart jokes. Nah. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And I think we got Alan on the line. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Between an outer space and an elephant's womb.
Okay, well, that's where we keep you usually. You know, yeah, and that's an inside joke if you haven't been listening to the show. So, what's your week been like, Alan? How's everything doing in your neck of the woods?
Oh, just kind of sitting around waiting for the rain. It finally hit a little bit, but not a whole heck of a lot. But nothing exciting so far this week. Of course, the paper kind of infuriated me, as it always does every week. And we'll get to that a little bit later.
Oh, hell yeah. That is very important. And, you know, I remember hearing all that talk of water, right? Water from the sky, they call it rain. And, you know, I think it was Thursday. Everybody's sitting there going, okay, 5 o'clock, get all your work done. Because 5 o'clock, got to hail, storm of the century, water, water, water. I said, are you serious? And then, you know, I don't believe you, right? And as I walked through the day, everybody said, water, water, water. And some of them had extravagant reasons for expecting water. You go over to the Doppler thing and you watch, and there's this one part of Texas that if you see clouds over there, then you know you're getting hail. And this and that and this and that. And Thursday came and Thursday went, and no hail, no water, no nothing. Yeah, Friday it did it the same. And, you know, what are these things called, meteorologists? Well, they're wrong. Okay, let's just deal with that. Then they always point to the fact that they're wrong as being global warming. Huh. Okay, well, how about the fact that you're just wrong? You know, when you get into the concept of understanding weather, you got to, well, understand that they can't understand weather, so how do we predict? It's also infuriating, Doc. It just freaks me out.
Well, of course, we've tried to make a science out of what they used to call just plain guessing, and I still think the old farmers and the old farmers' almanac were probably more accurate than anything, and people just ignore that, and they act like this modern way is a better prediction, but I think we were doing it pretty good in the old days when they didn't have all this fancy radar.
Yeah, one might argue that you used to be able to predict the weather because it had natural forces that would be, well, somewhat consistent. And nowadays we have all these unnatural forces that change it by the minute. You know, and I am talking about weather modification, not necessarily just, atmospheric chemtrails. But there's a lot of different ways that they've been manipulating the weather. It's just crazy, but nobody wants to talk about that. There's so much that people don't want to talk about. Hey, we do have a chat room that's available to you guys. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com. You can go over there. It's about 5 of us in there right now, and we're going to be talking about who knows. But yeah, the weather was kind of big, and we did get a little bit of water, and it was nice. How about you down there, Doc? Get any water?
Not yet. They've been predicting it every day, and it looks like it every day, no rain, so we'll see.
So let's get into it. Politically, what was big for you this week there, Alan? What are you thinking? What was going on in the media, the hype?
Well, of course, North Korea is still launching missiles, and, you know, we've got to have a bad man to, you know, think about. But there's, you know, all the stink about Trump going over and just being buddy-buddy with Saudi Arabia, you know, the one country that still does not allow women to do basically anything except for maybe pee on a squat toilet. And, you know, it's very strange that he's selling $110 billion worth of weapons to them, and they're the one country around that still has slavery that's legalized, which you never hear anything about. It's all us white people, you know, who've been the only people that have ever had slaves on this planet. But over in Saudi Arabia, they still do it, you know. But they're good people, right? Because they ride camels, and they ride camels, so they're allowed to have slaves. But we don't call it slaves; we just call it people that work for nothing that can't leave.
Right, still a kingdom, right? King Salman. Oh, he's the king. He's in charge. His, you know, rule is the rule of law. And, well, he supersedes the rule of law. But he's our friend. He's our friend. He's going to help us. He's going to take out ISIS once and for all if we give him $110 billion worth of weapons.
Yeah, he's a great friend if you're General Dynamics and Raytheon and all these other things. Yeah, he's a great friend.
Are they manufacturing that stuff in China or wherever? Because I know in the old days, the defense contractors had to make every single piece and every single part in the United States to make sure that the chain of custody wasn't broken and they, you know, didn't have back doors. I don't think it works that way anymore. I might be wrong, Alan.
You mean they can put like a layer on an IC chip that can't be looked at? If you try to look at it, it destroys itself, so you really can't ever tell what that layer that no one knows what's doing is doing? And they couldn't do anything like that, could they?
Man, they can't even transplant a head from one human to an... Oh, sorry, they're working on that. Oh, well, yeah, so there's stupid stuff going on in Saudi Arabia. Doc, what are you thinking about for the week?
Well, a couple things. One, Saudi Arabia, if it wasn't for oil, exist, because there's only a handful of people over there living the royal life. But what caught my eye was Italy is trying to pass a law that makes you get vaccinations. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Anytime anybody's government starts dictating your decisions and health.
Yeah, you know, I heard something a couple days ago about Australia and vaccinations and how they're going to charge people to be unvaccinated like $10 a week. Isn't that crazy? It's a new twist on the whole thing.
Well, you know, it just comes down to the same old thing that people, like I said, good people don't want to believe this crap's going on, and I wish they were right, but what happens is the guys with the money, the pharmaceutical companies, can dictate. They can win in court. We talked on my show the other night about the fact that they say science has proved that vaccines don't cause autism. But science hasn't proved what does. Very convenient. And I got an email from one of our listeners telling me that 30% of FDA-approved medications have serious side effects. Well, no, it's about 100%. And it's been that way forever. It's not new news. And I don't know why these people keep looking at these emails like they just found out the latest breaking news when it's been around forever.
Yeah,
and it's kind of scary too, Doc, isn't it? When you kind of know how the body works and how things assimilate into it, and you understand really what the vaccines are doing and how they're doing it, that's the really scary part. Trying to tell people that no, it's like you got to understand. I understand how they're doing it. I understand what this crap's doing to us. And they look at you, and you've even almost got a white coat on. But or do you wear a white coat, Doc? I don't know. You know, but we've been trained, you know, that the people with the white coats know what they're doing. So if they want to stick it in you, that's good.
Well, my white coat's hanging in the closet, but yeah, I have one if need be.
Ah, so you can look important, huh? Hey, so for me, the one thing that stuck out in the week, you know, was the impeachment talk. Impeach Trump, impeach Trump, impeach. We got to impeach Trump. It's Russians, impeach Trump. And it just continued, right? And I guess it was this Monday and Tuesday in the news cycle. It was still full bore from last week's, you know, impeach Trump. Trump's going to be impeached. They're getting ready to impeach Trump. He's almost impeached, that Trump. And but then we heard crickets. Hey, Ken, why don't you play that clip I just sent over to you, and we'll get it started with that. Ah, he doesn't have it ready yet. But it was just almost incredible watching the whole impeach Trump thing just go so fast forward. And you'd think that the Saudi trip derailed that, but that wasn't really what derailed that. We have a clip here from Lou Dobbs. You can actually hear it on Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out the videos on it. It's not the only coverage, and it was actually Lou Dobbs that covered another Fox affiliate. And they were talking about the murder of Seth Rich. Now, Seth Rich murder happened almost a year ago now, where, you know, well, let's let Lou Dobbs, you know, talk about it, because he did a pretty good job. And then we'll talk about it when we come back.
Explosive new developments tonight in the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last summer. A federal investigator telling Fox News that an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer showed he made contact with WikiLeaks through a former reporter and London-based WikiLeaks director, Gavin McFadden. The investigator told Fox News Rich provided McFadden with more than 44,000 emails, nearly 18,000 attachments. Rich was murdered near his D.C. home on the morning of July 10th, but his wallet, his cell phone, his watch not taken. WikiLeaks, 12 days later, published internal emails showing top DNC officials trading ideas on how to hurt Senator Bernie Sanders at the polls, and those emails resulting in the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the chair of the DNC and the DNC's three top officials, because of the obvious conclusion portrayed in those emails between the DNC and the Clinton campaign. Rich's contact with WikiLeaks, corroborated by private investigator and former D.C. detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate this case. A Rich family spokesman claiming the report is unsubstantiating and added, quote, "Even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interactions, as emails can be altered, and we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so." Those are the words of the family spokesperson, who is also a Democratic crisis management and public relations expert. My next guest is investigating the murder of Seth Rich. He says there is some degree of exchange between Rich and WikiLeaks that occurred before his death. And joining me now with the latest, the man hired to investigate the case by a third party, Rod Wheeler joins us, former D.C. detective, Fox News contributor. And Rod, good to have you with us. And I know this is a complicated case. I want to say first to the family who have expressed concerns about the evidence here and what it actually means, that we're being very sensitive to this, but we're also looking at this case in the public interest, in fact, in the national interest, to try to discern what the D.C. Metropolitan Police and the FBI have not been able to do to this point. And we're going to do so with every sensitivity that we can bring to their concerns, with every effort also to get ultimately to the truth, which I know the family must desperately seek. Rod, this federal investigator, we're in an unusual situation. An FBI forensic report showing 44,000 emails, 18,000 attachments. That approximates just about what was released by WikiLeaks through the campaign and leading up to the election itself last summer. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Well, no, I actually don't think it's a coincidence, but I do want to emphasize, first off here, Lou, that I have never seen the emails themselves. The information that I have gotten is information that has come through Fox News from that federal investigator, and then what I've done is taken that information to try to corroborate it. Mm-hmm. Because what we want to do whenever we have a source, as you well know, we always like to check on the credibility of that information coming in.
What have you found in that regard?
Well, what I have found is that his information that he shared with Fox News is pretty consistent with everything else that I've been learning, including the fact that right now no one seems to know where the computers are that belong to Seth Rich. The computers obviously were confiscated at some point. The police department tells me they don't know where they are. The FBI says they're not involved. So my question is, well, who has the computers?
Yeah, who has a computer and why? First, as the primary investigative department, why doesn't the D.C. Metropolitan Police know where evidence is? And if there was a forensic, and there has been, a forensic report created by the FBI, why don't the investigating detectives know where it is, what's in those emails, how many there are? We have a very precise number from that federal investigator, but none of this explains why the FBI is involved. And why there are claims that the D.C. detectives were told to stand down.
Right. And that's a claim that I actually heard myself from a detective who said, Rod, we were told not to investigate this fully. Now, see, that's interesting because that's consistent with what this federal investigator said. The federal investigator never knew, Lou, that I had heard from a detective in the police department to stand down. Well, if this guy says the same thing, you have to start saying to yourself, well, maybe there's some truth behind this. So that's why I think when you look at the totality of everything that we have right now, it's very consistent with what this federal investigator has said. Now, I don't think that the police department has intentionally covered up anything pertaining to this case. I think it comes from someone above the police department. That's just my sense, Lou.
And we should point out the mayor herself denying that she issued any kind of stand-down order, as described, obviously, by some of those within the department. But again, we don't have an explanation why Washington, D.C. seems to be where investigations go to die, whether they originate with the federal government or the D.C. Metropolitan Police. This is a strange, strange, again, unresolved investigation with obvious frustration on the part of the local detectives who are who have this case in their hands, as well as the federal authorities, again, without explanation about why federal authorities are involved here.
That's probably a good
That's right, and no one has been able to give us any adequate explanation.
Cut the audio, Ken. Well, that was just Lou Dobbs, right? And he was covering it. He wasn't the first to break this or break anything, per se. But a local Fox News affiliate picked up on this and ran with it, or picked up on information and ran with it. And everybody's like, well, what are you talking about Seth Rich again for? And it's kind of started a bunch of curious stuff. And I don't know. You remember when that stuff went down, Alan? We already went down that rabbit trail last year. Oh, dang. Music. Hey, we got about a 3-minute break coming up. We'll be right back with Public of Texas Radio. I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. The camera runs circles till the morning comes. When it does,
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Word of the day, Seth Rich. You know, why is Seth Rich the word of the day? What happened? Is it the next, is it the next distraction? Is it the truth coming out? Fox News affiliate, I believe it's a Fox 4 affiliate, actually ran with the story and saying that, you know, well, there's something to this. Michael Herzog covered it last week on his show, and I found it absolutely fascinating. And, you know, it just stuck with me. It stuck with me for the full week, kind of like going, what happened? We went from impeach Trump, impeach Trump, impeach Trump, to crickets. Overnight, Julian Assange had his charges dropped, you know, from Sweden. What happened with that? And Julian Assange, as we know, is a Puritan, pure at heart, you know, truth and liberties, seeking individual that was visiting with the Queen before he went into exile. What? That didn't make sense. But hey, nothing really makes sense. He's got to be altruistic. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know Julian Assange. And, you know, really didn't know much about him until, you know, Bradley Manning and, you know, Julian Assange. That was like a lifetime ago. At least it feels like it. But the new news comes out, and then more news comes out, and the more news, right? So they really didn't have much. But a private investigator for a third party was hired to investigate the Seth Rich murder. And then he went over and he got the cooperation of the family to some extent, and he kept looking into it. But I think they've distanced themselves from the investigation, partially because, you know, he could be the leaker, right? Julian Assange has, you know, come out and almost said that, and he may do that soon or may not, and whatever. But the curious stuff has been coming out. There's a group called 4chan. Now, a lot of you guys out there in radio land, or, well, internet land, you probably know a group called 4chan. It's really not a group. It's a little forum where computer geeks get together and they talk about computer geeky stuff that most people don't, you know, really even care about. So we have a hard time talking about our stuff with non-technical people, so we kind of get together. They were responsible for a lot of interesting investigations last year. And, if I remember right, they were responsible for taking down Republic Broadcasting several years ago when it was hacked, and they were pissed off because Republic Broadcasting would talk about the Nation of Israel and the Zionists and so forth, and they said, well, we're just going to hate you. And so I believe there was and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but my memory serves me saying that 4chan broke into Republic Broadcasting and just trashed the place, causing, you know, thousands. Well, I think it's close to $100,000 worth of damage, you know, after all the servers were reinstalled and so forth. So they're good altruistic boys, right? Well, I don't know. Maybe they're misguided. I don't know who they are. But it's just a team of mob rule. And, well, they're on to this Seth Rich thing right now, and they're digging up stuff, and they've been digging up some interesting stuff. Let me read you this, and this is, I dropped this link into the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. This is from Heat Street. It's, I don't know who they are, but they have the, you know, the rundown of the Seth Rich thing and 4chan and all that. They have that pretty well set up. Somebody on May 18th made a post, and I think it was a post to Pinterest. Now, Pinterest is another one of those stupid little websites where you sell, or not sell, you put up pictures of kittens with words, and they call them memes. You go, oh, how cute. Well, this individual puts this post up there after Fox 4 goes ahead and airs their article and causes a wave. Now, it's sad to think that a corporate media source actually had to break this story, but maybe we still live in a world where the alternate media can't break a story and it gets traction. Well, the Fox 4 media source did it, and, well, it seems to have caused traction, or maybe it was a plan, but here's the post. Let me read it to you. It's from Anonymous. Oh, wonderful, huh? Fourth-year surgery resident here who rotated at Washington Hospital Center. Dang. Short segment. We'll start over again after the break. Public of Texas State.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back. Hey, we got a long segment, so we can cover this a little bit. And Republic of Texas Radio, why is Seth Rich so important in the world today since he died last year during the run-up to the Democratic National Convention? You know, Seth Rich, a supporter of Bernie Sanders, comes across an email, at least the theory goes, comes across all these emails and finds out that the DNC was trying to get Hillary crowned prince of the Democrats or princess. Maybe she is a prince. I don't know. She wants to be king. Anyways, so Seth Rich dies, right? And it's kind of like crazy, and we don't hear anything about it. And then Bernie goes, yeah, I like Hillary. And, you know, they go on. But then all these leaks start coming out from WikiLeaks and shows, well, it really pisses off a lot of Bernie supporters because they find out that the DNC actually, well, didn't want their guy. Yeah, and then they decide that, well, they get to choose anyway. Anyways, that's all stupid. This is interesting, though. This is from May the 18th. This post itself will be verifiable, and there are people on the ground that are trying to verify it. Now, is this part of the distraction, part of the breads and circuses, or is this a crack? I don't know, but let me just at least read you this little post. Right, and I think it might have been posted over at 4chan. It was the source that I'm getting it from is at Heat Street. I put the link over there in the chat room if you guys want to look at it. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com, and it begins like this from an anonymous poster. Fourth-year surgeon resident here who rotated at Washington Hospital Center last year. it won't be hard to identify me, but I feel that I shouldn't stay silent. Seth Rich was shot twice with three gunshot wounds, entry and exit, and entry. He was taken to OR emergency where he where we performed an X-lapse and found a small injury to segment 3 of the liver, which was packed, and several small bowel injuries. Pretty common for gunshot wounds to the back exiting the abdomen, which we resected. Resected, I think, a 12-centimeter bowel and left him in discontinuity. I guess didn't hook everything back up with the intent of performing a washout in the morning. He didn't have major vascular injuries otherwise. I've seen dozens of worst cases survive which survived, and nothing about his injury suggested to me that he sustained a fatal wound. In the meantime, he was transferred to ICU and transfused 2 units of blood. When his post-surgery crack came back, he was 20, whatever that means. He was stable and not on any pressors, and it seemed pretty routine. But 8 hours after he arrived, we were swamped by law enforcement officers. And pretty much everyone except the attending and a few nurses were kicked out of the ICU, disallowed visiting hours. Normally, every 1 hour, somebody would come in routinely. It was weird as hell. At turnover that morning, we were instructed not to round on the VIP that came in last night. That's exactly what the attending said. Or the attending said, whatever that is. And no one except me and another resident had any idea who they were talking about. No one here was allowed to see Seth except for the attending or when he died. No code was called. I rounded patients literally next door, but was physically blocked from checking in on him. I've never seen anything like it before, and while I can't say 100% he was allowed to die, I don't understand why he was treated like that. Take it how you may. I'm just one low-level doc. Something's fishy for sure. Let's go to Doc first. I don't understand that surgical babble, you know, but it sound, you know, if I were to put that thing all together again, if this person is real that put it out there, he's going to be in a lot of trouble right now. And he saw somebody checked into the hospital that was going to survive, and then he didn't. What do you think, Doc? Anything about that?
Well, yeah. One of the greatest things about the MDs, one of the only highlights that I can respect a lot, is how they treat emergency-type situations and ICU stuff. And it sounds like, in this case, even the ICU stuff was told to stand down and not respond. I mean, you never have in a hospital, especially in ICU, less than probably 5 or 6 people monitoring different things at different times. And nothing happens without some kind of a code going off and an alarm. It really sounds bad. I mean, this person's probably in a lot of trouble. Just like the investigators were told to stand down, it looks like the hospital staff was told to stand down. And very, very sad. I don't care who you are or what you've done, they shouldn't put you in there if they're not going to do everything they can to save your life.
Any thoughts on this, Alan?
Well, my thoughts are what is not being talked about, that all this stuff came up and blew it out of the news. And what was that? The main thing, that anytime it's brought up, something big happens and it's completely blown out of the news, and that is the child pedophilia that is rampant among this whole class that we know. That is what's being taken out of the news. That is the big, big taboo that everyone would have something against. A lot of people don't care if Seth Rich, if Hillary got in there or not, but you know, most people know that it's just flat out wrong to do things to children, and that is what's being covered up.
Well, they actually say that this this whole thing, the Seth Rich stuff, was linked to Pizzagate. So it has a trail end that leads with pedophilia. And so, well, that's where I ask, you know, is this a distraction or is it the truth? Because, you know, we've seen cover-ups like this before.
Well, it's the truth, Steve. It's the truth. It's a distraction, but it's also a distraction. You know, it is the truth as far as I'm concerned. You know, Seth Rich, yeah, probably was the leaker, you know, as far as anyone can tell. You know, if you've got a brain, you can think about things. But what is being covered up? You know, I mean, the whole Trump, you know, was, you know, telling Russia our secrets. You know, he took Putin in the foreign, in the, you know, the UN ambassador in there or whatever, and, you know, told him all our secrets, you know, and he's just a bad guy. He needs to be impeached. But all this stuff came up as soon as pedophilia began to be talked about and Pizzagate was getting bigger and bigger, and now all of a sudden it's just gone, isn't it?
Well, they're also not mentioning John Ash, who conveniently died a few days before he would have testified with the Clintons about Chinese money in the same year. So these two things both came up recently again, and it seems to be a purposely set up distraction.
You know, I see a parallel, you know, everything's similar, right? You know, remember 9/11, you know, back in the day, it's like, you know, wow, 2001, and, you know, the plane hits the Pentagon and all the camera footage disappears. Well, this is kind of a problem. So the 4chan folks went out there and said, well, let's pick this one up. Let's see if we can solve this murder from the seats of our chair. Right? And so they get up there and they start digging through the interweb and they locate all the cameras in that neighborhood that, you know, were within Seth Rich's path from his door walking around in the middle of the night. And they identified, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 cameras that would have an open view, that may have an open view of that area. The area was literally covered with cameras for an insolvable murder. And I was left under the impression on the Seth Rich murder that he was just dead on the sidewalk. They had, you know, his little body traced out, you know, where he died. But he didn't die, right? They actually hauled him off. So what did? They got there and drew a line around him and then said, okay, bring in the gurney. Let's get him out of here. So they spun a narrative. But some of this information, wow, it could open this whole thing wide open again. And I don't know. My thought ended up being, you know, on the 18th, I believe it was the 19th, the very next day after this stuff was leaked, Sweden actually pardons, or, well, not pardons. They said, we're not going to prosecute you for, quote, quote, rape, you know, which from what my understanding of the rape charges in Sweden were applied by the state because Julian Assange had sex without a rubber, which is illegal in Sweden. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm off on that. I don't think I am. I remember doing that and going, rape? Sex between two consensual adults is rape if one of them doesn't wear a rubber? Huh. Okay.
Or is it because Sweden can't claim that he raped because they've got so many, let's say, people who are of non-white European heritage that are just totally devastating the female population over there? Who knows why, but they've got to have enough distractions to make sure that something isn't talked about again.
Oh, God, yeah. And it is a distraction, you know, everything's a distraction. I was talking to Mike on the break, not Mike, oh my God, Ken. I was talking to Ken on the break, and Ken was sitting there telling me that, well, there might be, this is big, right? The Seth Rich stuff is big. And, well, if it really is a crack in the narrative was impeach Trump, Russians, impeach Trump, Russians. Hillary should have got it, but the Russians. There's your narrative. And that's been hammered at us, and they were hammering it hard. All you could hear or see was, you know, impeach Trump, impeach Trump, impeach Trump. And then it just went away. Was that the distraction, or was it the crack? You know, you're welcome to call in and tell me what you think on this, or is this a stupid subject? I don't know. I don't think so. But as we're talking, right, we're sitting there going, well, you know, what are they going to do with it? Let's call it a crack, right? Well, they're going to bring something bigger, something crazy, you know, and maybe something true, right? And so Ken mentioned something about Antarctica, right, and some discoveries back there in Antarctica that, well, okay, so we're going to have to, you know, deal with our shenanigans here. Let's do that quietly while we unleash dun-dun-dun, Project Bluebeam type stuff, but maybe it's actually real instead of fabricated, but we hold it back for, let's say, 50, 60, 100 years, keep everybody out of the know. Let's watch. Let's see if Ken's right. I'd love to see some actual ruins of ancient civilizations come up. Now, did we just dive into an evening talk show type thing? You know, I don't know.
New Schwabenland.
New Schwabenland.
The German secret bases that were built down there. Yeah.
Well, what Ken and I were talking about was a little bit different, but it does. It's probably got a lot of touch points, right? And in the 1940s, you got the Germans that were pretty interested in Antarctica. And after World War II, the U.S. was interested in Antarctica. And a lot of people have been interested in Antarctica. And they're claiming, well, it's for the good of the penguins, or if it's for the good of the whatever. We'd be curious to find out if that's the bullet they have in the chamber to shut this one down, but there's probably going to be something. You know, I know the Trump-o-mator, he's out there giving out money to, well, not money, selling guns, and he's going to actually solve the whatever crisis that we have out there in the Middle East. It's all so confusing, Doc. Where do we go from here?
Well, I don't know, but there is a couple of little common denominators here. Seth was supporting Bernie, not Hillary. And John Ash was an ambassador who was going to testify against Hillary just a few days before. They said he died of a heart attack, and then they found out that his trachea got crushed, so he got choked to death. So it looks like in the year 2016, a couple of very prominent people that may have done things that she didn't like or her people didn't like mysteriously disappear. And like I said, John Ash, they first said it was a heart attack. Turned out it wasn't. Seth was said that he got shot in the back and it was a robbery. But one of the things on One America News, my favorite TV channel, said that they have no proof that it was a robbery, yet they're claiming it was a robbery. So there's some common denominators, some things that make you scratch your head and wonder what's going on and why we're hearing about them now.
Yeah, and don't you have to wonder, Doc, because you just brought up the Clinton body trail, you know, that trails behind them. I've watched this since their days in Arkansas, and, you know, and they're coming up in the whole process here. And that's why I say I can't get past the thought that Bernie and Donald are just another parts in a play. Because if you really say things like they said about the Clintons, and it's real life, you don't live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the way that it goes nowadays. And Ken thinks it's pretty obvious that what happened, right? And I get that, right? I've heard that before. You know, in fact, you know, as you go through this Heat Street article, the first thing that this one guy posted, you know, 2 days ago on the notes, it says, imagine there are people actually out there that think Hillary didn't have him killed, right? It's kind of like going, man, hey, why don't you take over for a second? I've got a little family stuff to deal with here. Doc?
We got it. Well, Alan, you and I think probably everybody listening, and Steve included, knows that there's some real suspicious stuff. I saw a documentary a while back in Arkansas, your old stomping grounds, and they were talking about the number of people that mysteriously died in some very mysterious causes all the way back to before he was even governor. Well, there's our music. We will be right back, and we'll pick up with that. And we're on Republic Broadcasting.org and Republic Texas Radio.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We were just talking about, the strangeness of the coincidence of, and Alan brought it up, he used to live in Arkansas, but I had seen a documentary, and there is such a long list of mysterious deaths and weird things happening from around the Clintons way back before Bill became governor. And one of the things I always wonder, and Alan, I'd love your take on this, do these people that are able to do these things, first, do they really believe the rest of the world's too stupid to know that they probably killed them? Because it's pretty obvious. The documentary just pretty much laid it out. And second, do they think their power and money here on Earth is going to buy them some kind of reprieve in heaven? Do they not believe in God? Do they not believe in karma? What motivates these people now acting like there is no tomorrow?
Well, Doc, you remember, I mentioned on your show, you know, that, and I believe it was Tex Mars has been talking about, you know, that like 5% of our population are psychopaths, you know, just genetically, whatever you want to do, you know, basically from birth, well, you know, whether it's some kind of hormonal thing that causes psychopathy, you know, in early stages of development. I don't know. I know if I had labs and the scientists and the technicians, I could find it out, you know. But so this stuff is known. But, yeah, the Clintons, they're psychopaths. You know, they have no remorse for anything that they do. There is no empathy. It's everything for themselves. You know, for the future. Yeah, they think about the future, but like I said, they don't. I'd seriously doubt they believe in a god. They might believe in, you know, everyone says Lucifer or, you know, the devil, however you want to put it. Whether they actually have anything in their mind as to what they bow down to or not, I couldn't tell you. But yeah, this is, you know, he was attorney general before he was a governor. I know people who knew them way back before they were married. You know, it wasn't a union of love. It was a union of to gain power, and they've done pretty damn well at that. But it's a scary thing. By the time that the two boys, you know, the two boys on the track, or the one where the headless corpse shows up, and the Fahmy Malik, the Surgeon General, says, you know, oh, it's a suicide. You know, the animals ate the head off, and then 2 months later, the head shows up. You know, by that time, even the dumbest redneck, you know, never been to school up in the middle of the Ozark Mountains, was going, you know, Paul, I know I'm the slow one, but that just ain't right, you know. But if you're presented all the time with the lie in front of you on the video, in the newspaper, in the magazines, however you get your information, if it's presented to you, if the lie is presented in front of you often enough, then it just kind of goes away. If it's not talked about, it just kind of goes away, except for the few people who are closely involved in it, and they don't have that big platform to go out. You know, you're not going to get on the local news. You're not going to get on the state news. You're definitely not going to get on the national news. So, you know, what do you do? It's all they keep it all contained to a small segment that knows what's going on, you know, in a certain situation, and it might filter out very slowly through, you know, word of mouth. But that's about as far as it goes. You know, they know that if they control the information, they control everything. That's why Republic Broadcasting is vitally important to getting the truth out and to people becoming aware of what's going on around them.
Well, I can tell you this. I saw the documentary. They had a lot of facts, a lot of backed up research. It wasn't somebody's crazy theories. It was sadly amazing how many deaths there are. And then we have John Ash and Seth Rich in the same year both die very mysteriously. It seems to the most basic observer that if you cross these people and you're important enough to upset their apple cart, that they cancel your birthday in a very violent way. A lot of mysterious, weird stuff happens. And on that note, has anybody heard from our friend Chris out in Las Vegas? That worries me terribly. A very good man, retired police officer. He knows both sides of the coin, a very, very strong constitutionalist. And we haven't heard from him in a while, and I'm hoping that something good comes up soon, because I miss his call-ins, and also we worry. We want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, someone called into one of the shows yesterday on RBN, and I believe said that he is still tied up in the psychiatric system. Seems like every time they start to use this stuff against those dissidents, doesn't it?
Well, think about that.
The system
is based on putting you on medications to get the behavior they want. And if they screw you up long enough on medications, you're done for. You know, what I've noticed, if you're real big and important, your birthday gets canceled. If you're small and inconvenient, they put you away in a psychiatric hospital or a jail and let you rot, and because they know the small guys can't fight them, and the big guys that can fight them disappear.
Or Doc, how about this? Wow. How about if they have done the research and they know what causes psychopathy, and they've figured out that they could incorporate this into a vaccine that they give you at a very young age, that would create a generation of psychopaths who would admire what they're doing.
I don't know, man.
Oh, Steve's back. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, I've actually been, you know, just